Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jigar Stats. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Aldridge. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vic Aldridge. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting second. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting third. The left fielder, Carson Bigby. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jewel Enns. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Mokin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Glasner. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Whitey Glasner. And now, play ball. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mokin. Stats reaches second base with a double. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mokin, who is chasing the ball. Hollocker reaches third base with a triple. Stats scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville has Hollocker trapped. There's the throw to Gooch and over to Trainer, who tags Hollocker for the out. Kelleher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Enns misplays the ball. That's an error on Enns. Kelleher moves to third. Grimes moves to second. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelleher tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes scores. Fleck moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Moranville reaches second base with a double. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Fleck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby bunts towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bigby for the out. Moranville moves to third. Two outs. Jewel Enns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Enns hits a fly ball into right field. Fleck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stats hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aldridge moves to second. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-1 in the game. Flack hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0. Cubs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krug hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Maddux pinch hits for Whitey Glasner. Jim Maddux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moranville hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy's in now pitching. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aldridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stats hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aldridge moves to second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zinn fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zinn. Aldridge scores. Stats goes all the way around to score. Hollocker moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-0, Cubs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollocker moves to third. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ends has Hollocker trapped. There's the throw to Trainer, who tags Hollocker for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-2 in the game. Flack hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stats. Carey reaches second base with a double. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 0-for-0 in the game. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to third. One out. Jewel Enns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Enns is 0-for-1 in the game. Enns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enns moves to second. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin is 0-for-1 in the game. Mokin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Enns moves to third. Trainer moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Enns scores. Trainer scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller strikes out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krug hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Enns fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moranville hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moranville moves to third. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to home to get Moranville. Carey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jewel Enns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Enns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Enns hits a line drive into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Aldridge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stats strikes out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aldridge. The throw from Gooch and he is safe. Aldridge steals second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aldridge moves to third. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollocker. The throw from Gooch and he is safe. Hollocker steals second. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. And scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin is 0-for-2 in the game. Mokin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grimm hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stats. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gooch hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-3 in the game. Flack takes first base on ball 4. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Miller bunts towards the mound. Zinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Flack moves to second. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flack moves to third. 2 outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Farrell. The throw from Gooch and he is safe. O'Farrell steals second. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Aldridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flack scores. There goes O'Farrell trying to get to home. Big B throws the ball into Gooch who tags O'Farrell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Aldridge moves to second. It's 7-3, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Rower pinch hits for Jimmy Zinn. Ray Rower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rower hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rower moves to second. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carey for the out. Rower moves to third. Moranville moves to second. One out. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 0 for 2 in the game. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rower scores. Moranville moves to third. It's 7-4, Cubs. Jewel Enns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Enns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Enns hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Moranville scores. Big B moves to third. It's 7-5, Cubs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Big B scores. Enns moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Cubs. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin is 0 for 3 in the game. Mokin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Hamilton now pitching. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stats hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hollocker bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Enns covering, for the out. Stats moves to second. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stats moves to third. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-4 in the game. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Flack hits a line drive into right field. Moken picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moken. Stats scores. Grimes goes all the way around to score. Flack moves to second. It's 9-6, Cubs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Carey. Miller reaches second base with a double. Flack scores. It's 10-6, Cubs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Krug hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey throws the ball into Enns, who tags Krug trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Miller scores. It's 11-6, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimm hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-3 in the game. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Barnhart pinch hits for Earl Hamilton. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of stats. Barnhart reaches second base with a double. Gooch goes all the way around to score. It's 11-7, Cubs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Pirates 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Chief Yellow Horse now pitching. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, O'Farrell strikes out. 1 out. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Stats strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Enns fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Pirates 7. The Pirates will come to bat. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields the ball and throws to Aldridge covering. Safe. Jewel Enns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Enns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trainer takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokin is 0 for 4 in the game. Mokin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 7. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.